Oh man. Just as I give you the last report and update about the kitty being rescued by a kind listener, apparently there's been a snag in the situation. There were two people that were willing to pay for the arborist to come out and get the kitty down from the tree. And have medical attention paid to it after the kitty was safely down, but I have a neighbor who apparently owns the kitty, and I have been kind of aware of, but I didn't know that they were still in the scenario since the cat's been up there now for almost 9 days. The neighbor, when the arborist was out looking and assessing the situation, spoke with the arborist about the fact that he has had the cat up in the tree before and did not wish for the arborist to climb the tree and get the cat down. And the cat has gone up there 3 times before and each time found its way down. Now, I guess they just have to respect the owner's wishes, which I think is kind of ridiculous, seeing as how the cat's health is in question and not, the owner. Really, it's silly that if you already got somebody that's willing to help and get your cat down on the tree and they're on site and the cat's been up there for 8 days, they either don't really know that this could be dangerous for the kitty, or they don't care. I don't know what it is. They're the owners, so I guess you have to respect that. I guess the cat is still in the tree as we speak and is now going on 8 days. Almost nine, and I can't believe it. I can't believe that this was so close to being done. I was on the radio today talking about it, and I was really excited that finally this was all over and the kitty was going to be safe. But apparently that isn't the case. So, man, wow. I don't know what else to say. I'm just really frustrated, and this is awful. So the saga continues. Help save the kitty. I don't know what I could do. I mean, if anybody has any suggestions or knows anything like this, if the owner is refusing someone getting the cat down's help, I mean, should I complain to the police and say the cat's making too much noise? Because if I want to be honest, it is. It's making a lot of noise because it's very desperate to get down and it's meowing very loudly at night. Could I launch a noise complaint against the cat in the tree? Maybe that would help. I don't know. Any suggestions you have would be very appreciated because I'm really frustrated at my neighbors right now that that they would do something like that when they have no clue like what other people have gone through to try to save their cat that they seem to care less about. All right. All right. Let me know. You can text me, email me, or whatever, the various ways through Facebook or whatever. I'll check it all through Twitter. Thank you for any suggestions you may have.